All right, guys, this is Don, who gives some of the best hugs I've ever had in my life. And I love him so very much, and he's going to give y'all the power of a hug.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Heather. Good morning. My name is Don. I'm an addict.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. So, I've been asked by a dear friend to help with this a few months ago, and he gave me a list of options to choose from. And when I saw at the latter part of the list, I read the power of a hug. It's like bingo moment. I was all in. I'm not used to this. This is my first time to try to help with this. So when I say that I'm honored, I've been coming to this convention for a minute or two, and it can be a little, I don't know. So I've tried not to overthink this and get all nervous-sided. So I haven't over-prepared. I've prayed about it, and I believe in the hug because that's one of the reasons that I feel comfortable here. I feel welcome. And so I was just going to try this little thingy that popped in my wee little mind yesterday or day before, maybe. So maybe on the count of three, because we've heard about the we in the program. And we are, so the name of this workshop is the power of a hug. So I want to put the emphasis on the power. So on three, for those that would like to, let's just say the word power, if we can, please. I'm just asking for some help. So, one, two, three. Power! Okay. All right. I'm Don. I'm an addict. Clean date is 7-2 of 17. And I'm trying to recollect when I first rolled into the rooms of NA. I was beat down. I had isolated. I'd done all the things that the disease is so good at doing for me and us. And I'd gone to some places and they do this handshake deal, and it's okay, cool, whatever. And then there's all these, and I've heard other men talk about this, or other people, and what are you hugging me? What do you want? Kind of deal. And so it was a little strange at first. Now, I get excited. Think about it. Okay, so I give firm handshakes, and I give firm and loving yet tender compassionate hugs. That's what NA has given me. I'm only going to do a couple of things I'm here to speak from the heart, because that's just where I'm at today. I believe that I'm going to start with something that my sponsor sent me. But again, when I first rolled into these rooms, I didn't know what to expect, and I had lost all connection with anything that even felt like love. And so a hug to me is the embrace. It's the importance. So Dee had sent me, what happens when we hug in Narcotics Anonymous? Our hearts touch and we bring each other back to life. So that's one of the things that I first noticed about this thing that we have here is we hug. We're huggers. Now I do know, that I've ran across some people that sometimes hugging is uncomfortable, and I get it, and I respect that. But I do know for me, as far as some of my bros, and my sisters too, that once that bond is there, and I also hug the newcomer because they're huge in the importance of this hug. But there are times to where now I will go to a meeting, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is not a bunch of the shares and everything. And don't get me wrong, but I need the hugs, I need the connections, I need the energy. I need that flow, and it's not as much as it's a way that I can give. It's like I care about you. So I'm going to embrace you. And that's, so when we hug, because it's hard for me to hug myself, and I'm visualizing something, but anyway, so that's why I need y'all, is to get that, and it's that reciprocation kind of deal. And so I just know that when I saw this topic, it's important to me because it's one of the things that we do. It's a tenderness and it's a welcoming. And so what is it? So what's the importance of it to me? There's a lot of times to where life has me at a spot to where I don't know if I can make it without all of y'all. And y'all give me that hug. And y'all help hold me up. Y'all help give me y'all's power, because even though I'm a dude and I walk around, I act like I've got it all together and I'm cool and all that, and I don't. I really don't. I can do as my wife says. I can put on my pocket smile and pretend everything is okay. But I come to my home group and I come to functions like this or wherever. Man, see, that's what's awesome about this. I was going to say flipping cool. Is that's any NA that, I mean, that's just what we do. And so in order for me to sort of push into this, it was, again, it was awkward at first. I didn't get it. And I would sort of hug at you, you know, sort of like a floppy handshake. Yeah, over here. Now, again, it's a lot different. But it's taken some time. It's taken a little to get used to. But there's sometimes to where I'll see a friend, and it's y'all ever seen those where they come running across the field and they go, you know, kind of, and so they just interlock. That's sort of in my mind. It's like I'm waiting for that power that you can give me. And there's also things that I can give away. There's a lot of times that we can share. I can share my smile with you. I can share my hug. I can share my ear. And that's so the power of the hug to me is about sharing. It's another way of giving of myself, because it's not all about me. It's not at all. So there is another tidbit, and I have no recollection of time, so I'm going to need some help with that. But another thing that my sponsor had sent me, and I don't know if I can pronounce this right because of the spelling, but it's Kutch. I'm not even going to, well, anyway, it's Welch. It starts with a C, so it's C-W-T-C-H, pronounced Kutch. More than just a hug. It's a safe, warm embrace that protects you from the world. A feeling of being held not just by arms, but by love itself. And I can't guarantee if I'm going to be able to hold it together this morning, and that's okay. Because that's what my higher power, that's what God does for me. And my God does have a name. And thanks to N.A., I have a connection that is unbelievable with him today. I needed this all my life, and it took me till I was in my 30s before I was ever introduced to N.A. Thank goodness, thank God for N.A. And so what I get to do is to be of service here. There's at least, 11 teen things we can do. Hugging's one of them, way up top on my list. And it's much more than, it's a human thing. It's something that I can still hug my mom. My dad, he finally got used to it before he passed, but my son's here. And so a lot of us have got to the point in life with our active addiction that there was no one that we could, there weren't any embraces. We didn't have that. And so the blessings, one of the blessings that we do here is again, we hug, we embrace each other. there's times too at our home group to where I'll be hugging a brother and I'll lose my, almost lose my balance, and I'll say, hey man, hold me up, I'm about to fall. And that's, I mean, literally, it's happened at least 5-10 times, I don't know. But so that's another thing that I've noticed and that I've observed, that y'all hold me up when I'm falling. Y'all, I gather strength from all of you, and I need you. So, you know, it may, and for a newcomer coming up in here, and we do this hug and all this, especially for guys, I don't know, I cannot relate to a lady, but I'm so glad that y'all are here, because there's something about, I don't know, the sexes, man and woman, that y'all get certain things that dudes just don't get. Because I wasn't programmed to ask for help and show emotions and feel feelings and to be able to connect and all this. However, that's another gift that NA has given me, is to be aware of those things, to observe those things, to participate in those things. And so, yeah, and so I'm gathering all this from a hug? What? So that's the goodness of Narcotics Anonymous. It teaches me how to live. We're going to participate maybe tomorrow in a walk across. One of the questions that they ask and have asked, I don't know if they will or not, but they said, have you read the basic text? I'm very slothful and procrastinate, and I say I have trouble reading. I just, anyway, so I finally read all the basic text. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I announced at the home group how long it took me to read it the other night. Let me just say this. I picked this up. It's the fifth edition. I picked this up at 2002 at a treatment facility over in Madison, Alabama. So 2002 to 2026 is about how long it took. I'm a very slow reader. So anyway, I found something. A hug is in our literature. I thought, well, Shazam! Yeah, and because had I not challenged myself to try to read through the basic text to say, you know, during the walk across, I would have never. It wouldn't have been revealed. So, I love our literature because it gives me life. But on page 88 in the fifth edition, it's page 91 in the sixth, I believe. But it down at the bottom of the paragraph, I'm going to read just a little bit and then get into this. But it says, there's no role model for the recovering addict. When the drugs go and the addict works the program, wonderful things happen. Lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. Our willingness to grow spiritually helps us, our willingness to grow spiritually keeps us buoyant. When we take the actions indicated in the steps, the results are a change in our personality. It is our actions that are important. We leave the results to our higher power. Here comes the hug part. Okay, thanks for holding on with me. Recovery becomes a contact process. We lose the fear of touching and of being touched. We learn that a simple, loving hug can make all the difference in the world. When we feel alone, excuse me, we experience real love and real friendships. That is a gift that I didn't know that I was going to get when I got here. The NA just keeps pouring into me things that I never thought that I would have the opportunity to have. And all of that from a simple hug, because I got a hug right when I walked in the door. I got a hug before I even would admit that I was an addict, because I read that questionnaire of our one of our IPs, and it's got little boxes that you check. Man, I freaking checked every one of them. So, but anyway, a hug is what we do. That is our initial welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. We love you. You belong here. We need you. We've got you. And so that is one of the attractions to this, because there's a four-letter word that I get out of a hug, and it's called love. Or you can do it. I graduated from Hazel Green. You can spell it L-U-V. I don't care. Love. We can get a little countrified. You know, love. It's the good stuff. But again, I don't get the energy when I'm trying to take care of self and learn all this stuff, but I can't hug myself, so I need you. I need you to give back to me because I have something I need to give you. And we've got a member here that I saw last night, and I've observed through a friend that a lot of times he will purposely hug you to where you need to come to the right side because he wants to align his heart with your heart. That is because that it's the true connection of our hearts coming together and we become one. And that's just, that blew my mind because really if you want to mess him up, you sort of dance around him. But last night I know he gave me a hug and we didn't align hearts. But it's the little things like that that we can do for each other. How am I doing on time? I have no idea.
You got like 45 more minutes.
No. So I've got this. Here's my iWatch or whatever you call the thing. Again, my name's Don. I'm an addict. I needed this. Again, I got a hug right when I got here. Then I got into the meat and potatoes of the program, and then I got to be aware of how the simple things are the best. Keep it simple. I don't do the second S because I'm not stupid. My actions got me here were pretty silly. But anyway, I'm not a prisoner of that anymore today, thanks to Narcotics Anonymous. If you're new here, please keep coming back. If you're a dude that's not used to these hugs, just try it for a little while. A little, just in maybe small doses. If you're working through something and the hugs are just not your thing, that's okay too. I respect that. And it's our diversity that gives us strengths. And I get to look out, and there's some brothers in here that, matter of fact, I'm looking at a room full of miracles. If you've made it here, give yourself a break and do what we do, and I challenge you to, if you want to, of course, because we have options, get you some hugs this weekend. Learn some new names. And the biggest thing that I've learned is to serve. And I can do that so much by, again, just embracing you. And Narcotics Anonymous, NA, accepting me where I was at. I didn't have to have it figured out, and I still don't. So there's so much grace that this program offers. I do want to thank you for your time. I love you. And I say Merry Christmas year-round, so Merry Christmas. It's because it's about the gift of today. Ordinarily, I wouldn't have noticed that. But anyway, I love you, and thank you for your time. And come back and see us.
How you doing?
Thank you, Don. All right, another dear friend of mine is going to come up and give us a PowerPoint.
I am.
Come on, Angel.
Okay. Come on. All right.
Love you, baby. Thank you. All right, y'all. Good morning. My name is Angel. I'm an addict.
Hey, Angel.
Of course, you know me. I'm called On Stage Angel. I'm called Extra Ass Angel. I'm grateful to be here. And of course, if you're going to have me doing a workshop, I'm going to be extra as shit about it. And this is the power of a hug. So be understanding of this. You will be hugging at some point during this workshop towards the end for a complete and total of 20 seconds. If you're not good with that, Martez, you can go by. I promise you, though, it's good for you, and I'm going to explain why it's good for you. I'm really going to explain why it's good for you. I do need this actual, since I am doing a PowerPoint, and it is the most. I do have to go down there and do my PowerPoint. So if I'm being recorded, I may have to move this towards me, and then I'm going to actually move down here. So with that being said, I've got the PowerPoint to do, and if y'all don't mind, somebody please get up and turn the lights down for me, because I'm going to go through and walk through why it is so important. You think I'm loud enough? Everybody knows that. I probably don't even need a microphone. Thank you so much. Awesome. So, I don't want to be in the way. Can everybody see this PowerPoint right here? Okay. Wonderful. I'm going to try and find a way to be able to do this and not get in y'all's way so y'all can see. All right. The power of a hug. Now, here it says right here, in IP number 2, this is IP, so it's informational handling. The informational handling says, we want the newcomer to feel welcome. We can all remember how frightened and apprehensive we were when we first came to NA. We welcome that initial smile and learn a simple, loving hug can make all the difference in the world when we felt alone. We needed to find others like ourselves who had been through what we had and would understand our feelings and experiences. I want to ask y'all a question. How many of y'all are excited to come to the convention this weekend because you knew you were going to get all of us? Mary Christian.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we know that when we come to a convention, when we go to a meeting, we're going to be getting hugs. And as Doug, Doug, I keep calling you Doug, but it's Dawn.
I like it.
It'll be Doug. It's probably going to be Doug forever. But with that being said, as Dawn was sharing, talking about a loving higher power, I do want to say that I heard in my heart, in my mind, my higher power said this. During your active addiction, I could not hold you. So I sent you to NA. Take that with you. Take that with you. If you take anything, just know that I heard that and I wanted to share it with you. So, today's objectives, we're going to learn the history of hugs and we're going to learn the science of hugs. I want y'all not to have so much fun making this PowerPoint, by the way. Okay, so you may not be able to see this very good, but this is two lovers. It's called the Lovers of Valdara, and it's 6,000 years ago, and they were held in an embrace, and they died. And it's a beautiful story. Okay? Hugs have been in our room forever. All right. Cave people hug. Okay? The reason why cave people hug is they embrace as a method of survival, and also to calm themselves after fighting saber-tooth tigers. And they make you perfect. I don't know. Hugs were essential for survival. Okay, now, in history, hugs were not cool, okay? The Black Plague, for example. People wouldn't dare go meet each other and hug because it meant death. Because of the plague. Okay? This is two men. I don't know if you can see this, but AI decided that people hugging in Western times was two dudes. So this is two dudes hugging. But the reason why hugs became important around this era was because we had to hug in a way to show alliance and also to embrace, to show that you were not holding weapons. That part. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how hugs start. Like, hey, if you don't have a knife in your pocket or a gun, put your arms around. Okay. All right. Now, COVID was 0% of the time. I think that's the point when we started like fist bumping or we like, you know, do something like that because COVID caused social distancing and zero hugs. And I'd love to know if there's any science behind that as to the depression increasing in folks. I know my active addiction was really bad. I know that, you know, people weren't actually, you know, we learned how to communicate in other ways, but I guarantee you that dopamine levels were low during COVID, there's no doubt. Now, it says right here, it shows someone in despair, and it says, and this is also our literature, isolation, an addict alone is in bad company, okay? We all know that. And the opposite of addiction is connection. Okay? So, there's a lady doing math right here. That's Matthew. It says right here, so how can hugs help me
Recover. How can a hug help you recover? Okay, let's talk about the science of addiction.
Let's talk about OW.
So, the science of addiction, I want you to understand that there's something that really helped me during my actual early recovery, is that I learned about dopamine levels. Okay? And what's very important to understand that when we use any type of substance in our body, that we deplete our dopamine at extreme levels. Okay, depending on your drug of choice, there is a certain drug of choice. I'll go ahead and throw one out there because, you know, we all know about it. I'm not going to name anything in this room. But what I can tell you is that it has the ability to take what one would understand is that a dopamine level. Let's go with your natural baseline dopamine right now is 100. Okay? 100 is really good. Let's go with 50. 50 is normal. Okay, your dopamine level right now is probably 50. It's probably 75 because you're out of condition, to be honest. But I will say that there are times when if you have an amazing meal, let's go with pizza or a burger or whatever, your dopamine levels go up to about, I don't know, 100, 80, let's go with 80, all right? And that's cool. So we tell ourselves, I'm going back to that place. I'm going to eat there every day. I love that place. Our dopamine levels go up, right? Then we have, I don't know, let's go have sex. Dopamine levels go up, yes, don't. Dopamine levels go up to 100, okay? So this is what we're doing. We as humans, we need dopamine to survive. That is how we survive life. We need dopamine and we need food and we need air. Those are the three things, really and truly. So when we have that, when we get on a roller coaster, let's go with roller coaster. Let's go with dopamine levels. There is a drug that when you use this drug for the first time, your dopamine levels go up to 1,500. Okay? So at that point, you hijacked your brain. There is no way to go back to baseline ever again. That is why it's so hard to recover. This is science. This isn't the reason why someone may have like ran off on their kids or left a relationship or stopped hanging out with people. It's because your brain had believed, is believing that this is what you need to survive. You're not a bad person. You're on a dopamine. It's just like, you know, the oxytocin, the serotonin, the dopamine levels. We're so out of whack, and this thing right here was providing it all, and that is why we keep going back, and that's why we keep running back, right? So this is what's interesting. So by the time you enter to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, by the time you get to a detox facility, by the time it's when at the end of the road, your dopamine levels are so low that you can't even function as a human being. That is why they say we're at animalistic level. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I got into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I hadn't seen a hug in a minute. Okay? So, we got to restore hormone balance, right? So what do we do when we go into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous? What's the first thing when at the end of the road, we all face the same dilemma, right? What's the first thing that happens when you go into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and pick up a white key tag? Y'all can tell me. You get a hug. That's the first thing that happens. And even though you don't necessarily want to someone to hug you, and you're like, I didn't know this was first. So like you're in there, you get your first key tag, even every key tag, but the first one for sure, someone's going to give you a hug, right? And if they don't, that's not your home group. I promise you that. All right, so it even says here, the basic text, just like Don was saying, it says, we learn that a simple, loving hug can make all the difference in the world when we feel alone. Now, I think it's really important to you know, expound on the fact that we as addicts, this is our job. Once we get a certain level of clean time, such as Dawn or anyone else in this room that has clean time, even the newcomer that feels comfortable, when you go out and this is convention and you see somebody sitting by themselves or you see somebody that's in isolation because that's what we tend to do, it is our literal job. That's the first level of service that we can accomplish. And it's okay to walk up and be like, can I give you a hug? I highly doubt that was my knife. They're not going to know. They're like, because if so, I'm going to be honest. So it's like, now I'm like, well, I'm probably going to give you one anyway. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that the reason why that person is alone and they need a hug is because they have low dopamine, low serotonin, endorphins, oxytocin, right? All those good, yummy endorphins and hormones that we need to survive and the ones that we actually thrive on. And that's why we were using drugs in the first place. So the benefits of oxytocin is what we have when we do give a hug, and this is why this is what's going to happen with the 20-second hug, is that you get stress reduction, pain relief, strengthen your immune system, enhance social skills, you have an improved mood. Let's see, this one says you lose weight. You can lose weight. Yeah. I promise you it's in that in one of them. I don't know what that one is. So the hug is very important. It helps us cope with difficult situations. It did say weight loss, I promise. It says it here. And it provides energy and helps fight depression. I can't say it'll make you rich. If I did, I'd be lying. But I do know that it said all that. It says right here. Helps reduce appetite and helps you lose weight. So if you don't want to hug nobody, I mean, after that, I don't know what's wrong, because I'm going to hug everybody today. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is that it's the antidote. It's the antidote. You can't physically hug a person and be in a bad mood in that moment. I mean, or unless you're like a side of this, you know, because there's all different levels of hugs that we do in our Narcotics Anonymous. But I'm a full embrace, get you like right in there, and I'm going to hold you. You know, because I need it.
Yes.
You know, I need it. I need to feel that moment of embrace. I need to feel that a person and I, you know, someone else is with me. Because for so long, I did not hug. Because I was like, why would I hug someone? What you want? You know, so that for me was, that was something that I learned and I was able to be taught by Narcotics Anonymous, such as Dawn said. And I just want to mention this again because it's so important that my higher power could not embrace me in those moments when I was in the trenches, when I was in the gutter, when I was alone, when I was scared. So that is why Narcotics Anonymous worked so well, because, you know, that's the thing. I would not have accepted a hug. I had to be made to hug. So when I got my first key tag, I was like, all right, thanks. And they're like, no, come on in here. And then they grab you. So that's what I needed, and that's what most of us need. So what we're going to do, and I think I have enough time. Yeah, we're going to close. We're going to do this, guys. Okay? If you don't feel comfortable doing this, I promise you, you don't have to. You're not, I don't know it's forced, okay? And I hope that we have an even number, okay? So what we're gonna do is something called the 20-second hug. And the 20-second hug is very important because that is how long it takes to actually get the full load of dopamine that is required to really get that good feeling, the oxytocin, the endorphins. And it's worth a shot. There's no wrong way to do it. So we're hoping to have even numbers, and if it allows, we should be able to. So I'm going to do a countdown, okay? And we're going to turn. See, it says right here, time for the 20-second time. And I'm going to do.
Y'all know that. This is so fun. But I will say this. If it gets weird, you don't have to stay in it. You know what I'm saying? And you're forcing it. I don't want you to walk out of there and you're like, hey,
that was weird.
You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be that bad. And I'm going to count down. And I'm not going to be counting down and making it weird. But if we can, you want to keep the lights on? You want to keep it weird? Keep the lights on. Yeah, I don't want to eat problems. It's too early, y'all. But this is the thing. I want us to be going out and then spreading all the love that you got in here. Take it out there. You know, take it out, hug them. But we don't got to be 20 seconds hugging on everybody. You know, like, oh, that thing's been hugging ever.
Really long time. You
know? But we're going to go ahead and pair up with somebody. I'm going to pair up with you. And just like, everybody stand up and find your person. Men don't have to hug if you don't have to hug men.
Okay, before you can do a embrace. Okay. We're gonna start a top. Okay. Ready, set, hug.
Thank you, Angel. Yes.
All right, guys, we're gonna close out by circling up.
I get home.